We're now going into a very important section called Learn It. Prior to going into this section, I'd like to explain something. When we talk about education, there's a lot of people who go to school and get a great education, but that's not what I mean by learning it. While education is important, learning it means education plus real-world experience. I know many people who did really well in school, but for some reason they don't do well in the real world. So learning it means good education, which we've covered in the first part of this program. The second part now is really learning it, which means putting it into practice. In real life, it's called trial and error, making some mistakes. Going into the Learn It section, I thought it'd be important that I bring my wife, Kim, into this process. As an entrepreneur, I've had several business partners who were B quadrant individuals. They were in their B, but their spouse, their husband, or their wife was in the E quadrant, and that caused many, many, many problems. For example, my business partner had a wife, and she did not understand the idea that he couldn't come home with a steady paycheck. In other words, there were several months when we had no money as a company. We were building our nylon wallet company. And so he'd come home and say, "Guess what, dear? This month we have no paycheck." And he'd come back to work Monday morning, and you know, all they did was fight all weekend because of money. So my reality on the subject of money and learning things is that different quadrants have different ideas or realities on the subject of money. And this is not a gender thing, because I had one of our partners was a woman, and she was in the B quadrant, and her husband was in the S quadrant. He was an attorney. And she would come back to work with the same challenges because he didn't understand the idea that we'd be working for months without taking a paycheck. So I thought it'd be very good at this point to introduce my wife, Kim, because prior to getting married to Kim, I wanted to make sure she understood the difference between an employee, a self-employed, or a specialist like an attorney, a business owner, an investor. Because as I fell more and more in love with her, I really wanted her to understand that I did not think in the traditional 9-to-5 or steady paycheck world, that I was in the world of the B and the I, and that if we got married, we would not have a normal type of life. So prior to getting married to Kim, I made sure she understood my reality from the B quadrant. And if we were to get married, I wanted to make sure that she was willing to go along on this journey or this adventure together as a couple. So when I met her in Honolulu, and she was more or less fresh out of college, and she was learning the real world of business. And as more we fell in love, I wanted to make sure that she understood how psychotic sometimes the world of entrepreneurship, the B quadrant, and the world of investing can be. So rather than me hogging the mic, going into the Learn It section, I'd like to have Kim give her experience of what we did together as a couple and learning how to be rich, learning how to build businesses, learning how to be investors. So Kim, you want to tell us your side of the story?